吃比瘦更为有福，谈牧养这个题目。
And this afternoon, I would like to share with you the topic, it is more blessed to give and to receive, and we're going to talk about pastoring.
这一段是当年保罗第三次旅行布道的时候，他在米利都向以弗所教会众长老所说的。
And this is the word spoken by Paul during his third missionary mission, that he spoke at Miletus to the elders.
内容包括三个方面。
And the content includes three aspects.
第一个是保罗自我的表白。
And first is Paul's self,
他说他始终为人谦卑服侍。
It's his self-description that he said that he is a human and he served God humbly.
常常流泪劝勉人，经历许多的试炼。
And he has often wept bitterly to encourage others and he has experienced a lot.
第二，
Second,
对众长老最后的叮咛。
At his last instructions to the elders.
圣灵立你们做全群的监督。
That the Holy Spirit has set you to be instructors and overseers of all.
当为自己还有群羊谨慎。
And you should be careful for yourselves and for the flock.
第三就是结论。
Third is the conclusion.
保罗说我凡事给你们做榜样啊。
He says, I have shown you in every way as an example.
不可以贪图财物啊。
That you must not be greedy for wealth.
要亲自做工生活。
That you have to work for your means.
还要劳苦扶助软弱的人。
That you must support the weak.
最后特别强调当纪念主的话说。
Finally, he said you must remember the words of the Lord Jesus.
施比受更为有福。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
这样看起来，施比受更为有福这一句话是当年保罗向以弗所教会长老最后交代的总结论。
It seems that this is the conclusion that Paul has left for the elders of the Ephesus church.
总结论一般是非常重要的。
As a conclusion, it is very important.
那么为何保罗最后要用这一句话来总结呢？
And why did Paul use the sentence to conclude all he had said?
到底保罗在这里要告诉我们什么？
So what was Paul trying to tell us here?
是不是只停留在施舍的道理上面吗？
Is it for us to emphasize on to bless?
我们现在就靠着圣灵一起再一次更深入的想一想。
Let us think about this in depth, with the Holy Spirit.
其实这一句话在四福音里头你找不到的。
In fact, you will not be able to find the sentence in the four Gospels.
所以一般认为这一句话可能是当时很普遍的一句俗语啊。
So some people said that it is probably a very common saying of those days.
主耶稣在世上的时候他讲过。
The Lord Jesus said this while he was still alive.
只是在四福音里头没有很清楚的记载。
Except it was not recorded in the four Gospels.
但是保罗在米利都向以弗所教会长老最后叮咛里头他再提出来。
Except that Paul has once again mentioned the sentence when he was leaving instructions for the elders of Miletus.
而且还特别他引用来做最后的总结论了。
And he especially quoted from the Lord Jesus as a conclusion to his sayings.
路加也很忠实的把它写下来。
And Luke has been very faithfully recorded it down.
就留在使徒行传里面。
And he recorded it in the book of Acts.
作为世世代代所有长职传道的勉励啊。
And it is an encouragement to the elders and the ministers for the decades, for the generations to come.
听说后来得到很大的很好的回响。
And I believe that it has received a great comments from all.
被初级教会广泛的引用啊。
And the church in the early days widely quoted this particular sentence.
我们说圣经是神所默示的。
We said that the Bible was inspired by God.
包括新约圣经在内哦。
Including the New Testament.
因此我们或许会问，那为什么神要这样子安排呢？
So we will ask ourselves, why did God arrange for this to happen?
到底他有什么样美好的旨意呢？
So what is the beautiful will of God in this?
那小弟就把个人从主领受的一点点心得跟大家做一个分享。
I'd like to share with you my reflection that I have received from the Lord, just a little bit of it.
我们大概可以从两个面向来了解。
We can study this from two aspects.
第一个消极方面。
First is pessimistic.
第二个是积极方面。
Second is positively.
首先从消息方面来说，
From a pessimistic point of view,
为什么施比受更为有福这一句话在四福音里头找不到呢？
Why is it that we are not able to find this particular sentence, it's more blessed to give than to receive in the four gospels?
我个人觉得答案很简单啊。
And my personal view is that it's very simple.
因为这一句话很可能是当时很普遍的一句俗话。
Because it is very possible that this is a very common saying of those days.
就连那个没有信主的人，他也知道的。
And even people who do not believe in God know this particular saying.
因为人本来就是照神的形象造的。
Because in fact, we humans are built in the image of God.
而我们说神就是爱。
And we often say that God is love.
所以这种道理，没有信主的人，打从他的心底头，他都明白。
So even those who do not believe in the Lord Jesus, they knew these two ideas very well.
除非他已经没良心了，那就不用讲。
Unless that person has lost all his conscience, then he.
所以不是懂不懂的问题啊。
So it's not a matter whether you understand or not.
而是能不能照着去做。
Rather, it's a question of whether you can do it.
可惜的是，今天我们看到这种道理，因为人有罪，再加上魔鬼的捆绑，事实上你要做也很难呐。
Unfortunately for today, because of the sin of mankind and humans being bound by the devil, it is very difficult for humans to do or practice it.
就算是你能够做，动机常常会出问题。
And even if you are able to practice it, your motive will be questioned.
最后还是掉到这个假冒为善的圈套里面。
And finally, you will be put into the group of hypocrites.
把那个诗之所以更为有福的道理扭曲变成另外一种条件式的交换。
And they have twisted the part about blessing to give and make it into conditional.
很多人都是为了期待受了更多。
A lot of people anticipated to receive more.
所以他才勉强来施啊。
And that is why they put an effort to give.
导致失去的原来应该要有那个真正的爱心。
And therefore they have lost the initial love that is behind this giving.
反而起了有贪念的嫌疑哦。
And that is why they have been questioned or they were being questioned that they were being greedy.
这是事实。
This is a fact.
尤其在社会上你都可以看到。
Especially you can see this in society.
那怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
只有一个方法。
There's only one way.
就是背着必须靠着主耶稣十字架的救赎。
That is, we have to rely on the salvation of the Lord Jesus of the cross.
再加上圣灵的更新。
And plus the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
用这样来突破。
This is how we overcome the.
因此，主耶稣在世上传福音的时候，他才把那个有关施舍的道理提升到更高的层次。
And that is why the Lord Jesus, during his ministry, has elevated the teaching of giving into a higher level.
主耶稣是用神的圣爱来做根基的。
And the Lord Jesus said to use the love, the holy love of God, as a basis.
最主要有三点。
And very importantly, there are three points.
第一点
，First,
爱心不能分对象。
爱心
不能分对象。
Your love should be universal, not directed at a certain person.
我们请看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
请看马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
44-48节。
Verse 44-48.
马太福音五章44-48节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 44 to verse 48. 44, but I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. 45, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. 46, for if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? 47. And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? 48. Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
主耶稣要我们不能只爱邻舍，恨仇敌啊。
And our Lord Jesus tells us that we should not only love our neighbors and hate our enemies.
是要爱仇敌，为那逼迫你的祷告啊！
But we must love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us.
这种爱才能够超越一般没有信主的人呢、啊。
And this kind of love will surpass those who are non-believers.
才能够说我们就像天父一样啊。
And only that we can say that we are like our Father in heaven.
第二个，动机必须要纯正。
Second, that our motive must be pure.
请看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章第三节、第四节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 3 and verse 4.
六章三节、四节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 3, but when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. 4, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly.
主耶稣说，施舍的时候不要叫左手知道右手所做的。
Our Lord Jesus said that when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
要行在暗中。
You must do it in secret.
那这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
不是要我们偷偷摸摸做了。
It's not that we are to do it in secret, really in secret.
这根本不可能。
It's not possible.
也没有这个必要。
And it's not necessary.
要紧的是不可以故意叫人看见。
And the point here is that you must not purposely let others see you do a charitable deed.
最好就是你做了就忘了。
The best thing to do is do it and forget about it.
根本不会去想它。
You will not think about it.
第三个。
Third.
切实彼此相爱。
To love one another truthfully.
请看约翰福音十三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
请看约翰福音十三章三十四节跟三十五节。
Gospel John chapter 13, verse 34 and verse 35. 34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. 35, by this all will know that you are my disciple if you have love for one another.
主耶稣用彼此相爱来成全施舍的道理。
Now, our Lord Jesus had used love for one another to complete the ideology of it's blessed to give.
注重彼此间的互动的关系哦。
He has placed emphasis on interrelation of the interaction of two people.
他超越了施与受那种得失的比较。
He has surpassed the comparison of giving and receiving.
这样才有办法让教会成为神的家。
Only then that the Church can become the house of God.
如此才能叫身体渐渐长进。
Only then that the body can slowly or gradually mature.
同时，每个人都可以在爱中建立自己。
At the same time, everyone can establish or build themselves up in the love of God.
小弟认为这个就是为什么“施比受更为有福”这一句话在四福音里头找不到另外一个更深入的理由。
And this is the reason that I think that this.Sentence of it's more blessed to give than to receive cannot be found in the four gospels.
个人觉得的确有神美好的旨意。
And I personally feel that it is the wonderful will of God.
为的是让我们今天的爱心能够更加的纯全。
In order for us our love to be pure.
能够好像天父的圣爱那样。
And our love can be likened to the love of God.
难怪保罗后来才说。
And that is why Paul later said.
请看提摩太前书第一章第五节。
Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
请看提摩太前书一章五节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
提摩太前书一章五节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. Now, the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith.
保罗说神命令的总归就是爱。
Here it says the purpose of the commandment is love.
只不过这种爱绝对不单单是一般人讨论那种施舍的爱。
And this love is not the ordinary love of to give and to receive.
而是更上一层已经超越福气得失的真爱。
Rather, it's one step up. It is a love from the pure heart.
是一种完全的付出。
It is complete giving.
是不计代价的。
That you will not think about the rewards.
是甘愿舍己。也在所不惜的圣爱。
It is a love that you're willing to give regardless.
所以说，这种爱必须从清洁的心、无愧的良心以及无畏的信心生出来才行。
And that is why this love is from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith.
也就是说，你除了动机必须非常纯正之外，还要对神有真实的信心做基础才可以。
In other words, besides your motives have to be pure, your love must also be based on the love of God.
我们再看加拉太书第五章第六节。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5, verse 6.
加拉太书第五章第六节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 6.
5章6节.
Chapter 5, verse 6. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but faith working through love.
是的, 今天在新约时代, 肉体受不受割礼已经无关紧要。
Yes, it is true that in the New Testament times, it doesn't matter whether you are circumcised or not.
要紧的是, 使人生发仁爱的信心, 那个才有功效。
What is more important is the faith working through love.
为什么?
Why?
因为这种爱是从神无畏的信心散发出来的。
Because this love comes from God's love.
这种爱才有可能像神那样的圣爱啊。
This love is only then this love will be likened to the love of God.
完全跳脱福气得失比较的框架。
That you have completely left behind to give and to receive that framework.
是一种宁愿失，绝不考虑受的那种突破的爱。
This love surpasses that you're willing to, you rather give than to receive.
就如同主耶稣爱我们那样。
It's just like unto the way our Lord Jesus loves us.
那真的是何等的长阔高深。
It is indeed broad and wide.
真的是过于人所能测度的爱。
And it is indeed unmeasurable by humankind.
好，那因此。 我们今天如果从积极的角度来看牧养这件事情,
So if you are more optimistic and more active in looking at pastoring,
为什么保罗要特别引用施比受更为有这句话来向以弗所教会的长老最后叮咛的总结呢?
Why is it that Paul will use the sentence it is more blessed to give than to receive as a conclusion and to his instructions to the elders in Ephesus?
而且还要特别交代他们当常常纪念哦。
And he also reminded them that they must remember this all the time.
为什么?
Why?
应该不会只是在讨论有没有有关如何施舍的那种道理。
I think it is more than just telling them about the giving and receiving.
应该不是在讨论什么施比受更为有那个福气多少的问题。
I think it's more than just discussing the blessings to give and to receive.
乃是要提醒我们 牧养教会正确的做法跟精神。
I believe he is telling us the right attitude towards pastoring the church.
一定要学习我们的牧长主耶稣。
We have to learn from our shepherd, Lord Jesus.
就好像主耶稣道成肉身来到这个世界。
It's like unto the Lord Jesus, the word being manifested in the flesh.
完成十字架的救恩。
That he has completed the salvation of the crucified.
为了建立得救的真教会, 那一种的圣爱。
That love that he has to build the true church.
以及他为我们留下来的榜样。
And also the example that he has left behind.
包括具体的做法和牧养的精神。
Including the actual way of doing it and to pastor.
这才是重点哦。
And that is the main point.
这才是施比受更为有福这一句话的真谛哦。
And that is the truth behind it is more blessed to give than to receive.
好，那首先我们来谈谈主耶稣的具体做法。
So let's take a look at what the Lord Jesus had done.
我们请看腓立比书第二章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
请看腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
5节到8节。
Verse 5 to verse 8.
Philippians 2:5-8.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to verse 8. 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, too, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. 7. But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. 8. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. 9. Therefore,
是的, 主耶稣本有神的形象。
Yes, our Lord Jesus has the image of God.
他原来就是神。
He is God.
他是万王之王万主之主。
He is the King of kings and Lord of lords.
但是他为了拯救我们这些非常叛逆本来是该死的罪人。
However, in order to deliver us who are sinners,
为了让我们不至灭亡反得永生,
in order for us not to be destroyed but to receive eternal life,
他就甘愿舍弃他自己。
He was willing to forsake himself.
俯就卑微, 离开天上的宝座。
He left his glorious throne and humbled himself.
不与自己跟神同等。
He will not see himself as an equal of God.
道成肉身来到这个世界。
He is word that is manifested in the flesh and came to the world.
成为人的样式与我们一样。
And he came in the form of a human just like us.
有肉体的软弱。
He carries the weakness of the flesh.
要经历各样的试探呢。
That he has to overcome all sorts of temptations.
只是他没有犯罪。
Except that he has not sinned.
不但如此，接着他更虚己，取得奴仆的形象。
Not only so, he humbled himself and taken the form of a bond servant.
生在马槽里面。
He was born in a manger.
长在木匠的家里。
He grew up in the household of a carpenter.
成为当时社会被大家看不起的仆人。
He became a bond servant that everyone despised in those days.
然后历经风霜啊，风风仆仆地传天国的福音啊。
And he has been through everything to preach the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
不但如此，紧接着他更自己卑微，存心顺服。
And not only that, he humbled himself and became obedient.
不仅成为一个囚犯，忍受各样的嘲笑、各样的辱骂、各样的鞭打。
He became a prisoner and had to endure all sorts of mockeries and punishments.
甚至最后成为一个重罪的死囚。
Finally, he became a prisoner who was sentenced to death.
活生生地忍受极大的痛苦，被钉在十字架上。
And he had to endure great sufferings to be crucified on the cross.
不但这样，他为了免去我们将来地狱可怕的刑罚。
Not just that, in order for us to spare us from the fear of the hell.
他在断气之前还亲自为我们下阴间去尝死味。
Prior to him giving up his last breath, he went down to hell to experience death.
最后才因为他在十字架上大声哀哭、流泪祷告、虔诚的恳求，才蒙了神的应允。
And finally, he prayed loudly and he wept bitterly on the cross, and God granted him his wish.
这个就是主耶稣我们留下最具体的榜样啊。
And this is the very example that our Lord Jesus has left behind.
是他很具体的做法。
This is the way that he has done for us.
绝对不是理论哦。
This is not a theory.
他真的是从天上到地上来。
Indeed, he came down from heaven onto the world.
真的是从人子变成了奴仆。
And indeed, from son of man, he became a bond servant.
真的是从奴仆又变成一个罪犯。
And indeed, from a bond servant, he became a prisoner.
真的是从罪犯又变成一个死囚。
And from a prisoner, he became a prisoner condemned to death.
然后又从地上下到阴间。
And from earth, he went down to hell.
有人愿意这样做吗？
Did anyone willing to do that for you?
主耶稣就是真的一步一步越走越辛苦啊。
And that is how our Lord Jesus had done step by step.
最后是极其的痛苦。
And finally he endured excruciating sufferings.
所以要大声哀哭流泪祷告啊。
And that is why he cried bitterly and prayed.
请问为的是什么？
And let me ask you, why did he do that?
不为什么，只为我们。
Not for anyone, but he did it just for us.
是因为他爱我们。
It's because he loves us.
而且是用他的圣爱来爱我们。
He loves us with his holy love.
为了救我们这些非常叛逆、本来是该死的罪人。
He did it because he loved us who are rebellious and who should have been condemned to death.
就这样而已。
That's for this very simple reason.
主的爱就这样向我们显明了。
And that is how the love of God was revealed to us.
主耶稣要告诉我们。
Our Lord Jesus wants us to know.
一个具有神圣爱的人，他在教会里面具体的表现，一定不会想做大，一定不会好为首。
Our Lord Jesus is trying to tell us that one who remembers the holy love of God will not be a person who wants to be the leader of a church.
他绝对不会像世界上的人那样争先恐后想当头。
He will not be one like unto the men of the world that wanting to be the leader of a group.
乃是极其谦卑，学习他所留下来的具体榜样。
Rather, he would humble himself and follow the example left behind by Jesus.
要我们紧紧跟随他的脚踪行。
And he wants us to follow the Lord Jesus closely.
要我们朝着世界的方向反向奔跑。
That we should run in the opposite direction of the world.
不要学社会那一套。
Let us not learn from our society.
努力把自己压到最低。
And we should humble ourselves to the very bottom.
甘愿为主耶稣、为教会承受更多、更大的痛苦。
That we're willing to suffer more, for the sake of the church and for the sake of our Lord.
因此，教会绝对不是社会。
And that is why the church is not a society.
我们绝对不可以把社会那一套拿到教会里面来用。
We cannot use, the societal ways in the church.
请看马太福音二十章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 20.
请看马太福音二十章
Gospel Matthew chapter 20
从二十节到二十八节
From verse 20 to verse 28
马太福音二十章二十节到二十八节
Matthew chapter 20 verse 20 to 28 Verse 20 Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him with her sons, kneeling down and asking something from him. 21 And he said to her, What do you wish? She said to him, Grant that these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right hand and the other on the left in your kingdom. 22 But Jesus answered and said, You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said to him, We are able. 23 So he said to them, You will indeed drink my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared by my Father. 24 And when the 10 heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers. 25. But Jesus called them to himself and said, You know the rulers of the Gentiles lorded over them, and those who were great exercise authority over them. 26. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. 27. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. 28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
就在主耶稣将要被钉十字架之前呢、啊、
，And prior to our Lord Jesus being crucified，
啊，西比泰儿子的妈妈同他两个儿子，趁着主耶稣还活着的时候，上前来拜主耶稣。
So the mother of Zebedee's sons, came with her sons and approached the Lord Jesus, kneeling down, asking something from him.
他们求主耶稣一件事。
She asked Lord Jesus of one thing.
那、啊、什么事呢
？What is it？
就是希望当主耶稣得国的时候，能够叫他两个儿子，一个坐在主的右边，一个坐在主的左边。
That is when the Lord Jesus had gained his kingdom, the one of the, his, her two sons may sit one on the right hand side, the other on the left hand side.
用现在的话来说，就是一个当宰相，啊，一个做大将。
And in today's terms, one will be the prime minister, the other one will be the general.
文武全包，总揽大权呐、
啊。And they will, they will have authority, over the courts and also military wise.
这个就是她做妈妈对儿子最大的期待。
And that is her anticipation for her two sons.
也是今天世界上的人追求的目标。
These are also the goals of the people of the world.
真的是爱子心切，没话说。
It is true she loves the two sons dearly.
是的。这的确是天下父母心。
And indeed, this is the love of a mother.
但是却不可以把它带进教会。
But we cannot have this in the church.
难怪当时主耶稣没有答应他、哦。
The Lord Jesus did not grant her wish.
反而进一步教训他一顿哦。
But on the other hand, he lectured her.
第一
，First，
你们不知道所求的是什么。
You do not know what you ask.
不要以为说、啊、我撇下所有，我跟主受苦三年，将来我就可以当宰相，我就可以做大将。不要想这个。
Do not think that you have suffered much, followed the Lord Jesus for 3 years, and then in the future you can become the prime minister or be the great general.
这完全是属世的观念哦。
That is a worldly view.
绝对不是属灵的真理。
It is definitely not the truth.
第二
，Second，
在求之前，你先问问你自己。
Before you ask。Before you ask of God, ask yourself.
主耶稣说：“我要喝的杯，你们能喝吗
？”The cup that I am to drink, I am about to drink. Can you drink?
请问这个杯是什么杯
？What cup is this?
绝对不是福杯满溢啊
！This is not a cup overflowing with blessings.
肯定指的是十字架的苦杯啊
！It's definitely referring to the cup of the cross.
意思就是说，我要接受十字架的苦难，你们可以受吗
？In other words, Jesus was asking them, "I am about to suffer on the cross. Are you able to do this with me?"
先问问自己再说。
So ask yourself this question first.
第三
，Third，
就算是能， 最后要看父神怎么安排啊。
And even if you are able to drink the cup of Jesus, it's up to God the Father.
神要给谁，他就是给谁啊。
Whomever God wants to give it to, it will be that person.
这个说明绝对不是一般论施舍那种福气的想法，绝对不是的。
Therefore, this clearly shows that it is not the theory of this blessed to give and to receive.
而是愿不愿意有舍己背十字架。受苦跟从主那个决心。
Rather, it is whether you have the resolute to suffer to drink the cup of the Lord Jesus with him.
也就是说，能不能用主的爱，用那种圣爱来爱我们的教会，来彼此相爱这个问题啊。
The Lord Jesus is saying that can you use the holy love of God to love your church and to love one another?
这才是最最重要的。
That is more important.
结果没有想到，那种属世的观念一进来，吼，十二个门徒马上就闹分裂了。
And unfortunately, when this worldly concept entered, it caused dissension among the 12 disciples.
圣经说他们开始恼怒，开始嫉妒，开始纷争，又开始结党了。
And the Bible recorded that the disciples were greatly displeased with the two brothers.
这个叫做未见其利，先受其害。
It's simply, you have not seen the rewards yet, but you are suffering for it.
为什么会这样?
Why?
因为好为仇一向就是凶杀战乱的根祸根。
Because the root of wars is due to someone wanting to be the head, the leader.
请问你看看现在的新闻,现在的事情,不是因为这样吗?
Take a look around the world, isn't it so today?
难道我们的教会要不让变成这样吗?
Do you want our church to end up the same?
于是主耶稣赶快叫十二个门徒过来。
And that is why the Lord Jesus called the 12 to himself.
主耶稣亲自告诉他们一个属灵非常重要的真理。
And the Lord Jesus gave them a very important spiritual teaching.
就是怎么样来带领教会的问题。
That is how to lead the church and resolving its problems.
没有错，教会是人的团体。
It is...True that the church is a group of humans, men.
凡是有人，人的团体就一定有组织，这是对的。
It is true when there's men, there are organizations.
但是重点是教会是神的，社会是人的。
But remember, the church belongs to God, the society belongs to men.
重点是教会讲属灵，社会是讲世界。
And remember that the church talks about spiritual things of God and the society talks about the world.
本质上完全不一样。
The essence of these two organizations are vastly different.
所以那种带领的精神当然也不一样。
And therefore, the way to lead will be different as well.
于是接下来从25节到28节。
So from verse 25 to 28 onwards,
主耶稣才用最精简的方式来说明。
Now, Lord Jesus explained it very simply.
先谈社会，再讲教会。
First he talked about society, then he mentioned the church.
社会是用超权管束的方法。
The church, the society uses those who are great will exercise authority over others.
强调的是治理的精神。
It talks about administration.
实际治理就是从上面到下面的，上面发命令，你就照着做。
And it talks about a hierarchy where the one at the top would give out instructions and the ones at the bottom would carry out or execute.
所以一定要有君王为主。
And that is why there will always be a king.
一定要有大臣超权。
And there will always be officials.
这是社会常用的一套。
And this is what we see in society.
但是主耶稣说，你们中间不可以这样。
But the Lord Jesus said, it shall not be so among you.
为什么?
Why?
因为你这样做只能叫人表面顺从啊。
Because when you do so, then others would follow you superficially.
实际上反而在暗中你会增添许多不能见人不法的事情。
On the other hand, behind the scene, you will see a lot of things that are ugly.
因为因此教会必须改过来改用谦卑服侍的方法。
And that is why the church must be different. The church must be humble to serve.
他强调的是牧养的精神。
It talks about the spirit of pastoring.
所谓牧养的精神就是由下而上。
And what is the spirit of pastoring? That is, it goes from bottom up.
他不需要君王大臣来超权管束。
The church does not need a king or the officials to exercise authority over the members.
他只要学习牧长主耶稣的榜样，舍命服侍就行了。
The church has to learn the example left behind by the shepherd our Lord Jesus, to who gave up his life for the sake of the flock.
就好像约翰福音四十章一到十八节主耶稣所说的。
It's like John chapter 40:1-18.
也就是你愿意做众人的仆人，这样就可以。
But if you're willing to be a servant of all, that is enough.
不为什么。
There's no reason why.
只因为有神的圣爱在心里。
It is because you have the holy love of God in you.
绝对不贪恋任何的名。
You are not looking for a reputation of fame.
也绝对不贪恋一点点的利。
And you are not looking for wealth.
更不贪恋那一点点的权啊。
And you are not also looking for power.
主耶稣，那他在教会里头就是最大的。
Our Lord Jesus is the greatest in the church.
为什么？
Why?
因为只有这样才能够让人真的心服口服啊。
Because only then everyone would be willing to submit to him.
也只有这样才能让整个教会完全属灵啊。
And only then the entire church would be spiritual.
保罗明白这个道理。
Paul understood this teaching.
他了解主耶稣在说什么。
He understood what the Lord Jesus was saying.
所以他知道施比受更为有的真谛到底是啥。
And therefore he was able to understand the truth behind what it means to be it's more blessed to give than to.
保罗坚信主耶稣的教训。
Paul firmly believed in the teachings of the Lord Jesus.
他真的感受到主耶稣的大爱。
And he truly felt the great love of Jesus.
所以他在以弗所众长老的面前，他敢自我表白，而且他敢最后叮咛。
And that is why in the law, before the elders in Ephesus, he was able to confess himself, and then finally he gave them instruction.
用当纪念主的话说，施比受更为有福，来做一个总结论。
And he said that you must remember the words of the Lord Jesus, and as a conclusion, he said it is more blessed to give than to receive.
意思就是说，你们该效法我的牧养精神。And, 就像我效法基督耶稣的牧养精神那样。
He's saying that you must imitate the way I pastor, the way I imitate the Lord Jesus pastor.
小弟曾经在网络上看到一篇文章。
I once read an article on the internet.
它的题目叫做《冰冻的夜晚》。
And the topic was a frozen night.
在德国某个乡镇有一个犹太人开了一家面包店。
And there was a Jewish man who opened a bakery in one of the villages in Germany.
他常常一遇到人就说，你们知道我今天为什么还活着吗？
And every time he sees someone, he would tell them, do you know why I'm still alive today?
表示他本来是应该要死的啦。
It means that he should have died.
这是一段真实的事情。
And this is a true story.
他说二次大战期间，
He said during the Second World War.
当时我在德国还是一个年轻的年轻人。
At that time, I was still a young man in Germany.
可是德国纳粹无情地逮捕杀害犹太人啊。
But the Nazis have been capturing all the Jews.
有一个冬天。
There was one winter night.
啊，我们一批被逼上火车啊。
A group of us have been caught and forced to go onto a train.
准备带到集中营。
And they were on their way to the concentration camp.
啊，外面下着大雪。
And it was snowing.
我们当时好几天都没东西吃啊。
And for many days, we went without food.
也没有水喝啊。
And without water.
到达以后，德国士兵把我们赶下车。
And when we arrived at the concentration camp, the soldiers again forced us out of the train.
却没有带到集中营里面哦。
But we were not brought into the concentration camp.
而是把我们留在铁轨旁边过夜啊。
But left us by the rail, to stay overnight.
那在酷寒的寒夜里头啊。
In that cold night.
他说，我们数百个人没有东西吃啊。
He said hundreds of us went without food.
也没有水喝。
Without water.
更没有毯子可以盖啊。
And we have no blankets to cover ourselves.
我们体内的血液开始在凝固啊。
And the blood in our body are slowly freezing.
这个年轻人突然看到，刚好他旁边坐着一个老人。
And this young man saw that beside him sat an old man.
哎，他没有说那个老人几岁哦。
He did not say how old that old man was.
我看至少跟我一样 我现在73岁也算是老人了。
I think probably around my age, I'm 73, so I'm considered an old man.
我也很怕冷啊。
And I am afraid of the cold.
哦，他看这个老人从头到脚都一直在发抖啊。
He said this old man was shivering.
这个年轻人就说，我就用胳膊去搂住他。
And the young man said, so I reached out my arm and I hugged him.
啊，后来不行，我就紧紧地把他抱起来，抱在旁边。
And when that is not enough, I embraced him.
我要给他一些热量啊。
I said, I want to give him some of my warmth.
所以我就用力擦他的手背啊。
And I rubbed his arms.
用力抽他的大腿啊。
And I rubbed his thighs.
然后我用力抽他的脸。
And then I rubbed his face.
用他力抽他的脖子。
And then I rubbed his neck.
我求他想办法，你要活下去啊。
And I told him, you must find ways to survive.
他说，我一个整个晚上都一直在鼓励他。
And the young man said, all night I was encouraging the old man.
就鼓励一个晚上。
All night.
其实他说当时他也很累啊。
And he said at that time he was tired too.
我自己也快被冻僵了。
And he said I myself was almost frozen.
其实我的手指发麻。
And I feel numbness in my fingers.
但是我没有停止把热量揉进那个老人的身体里。
But I have not stopped rubbing that old man to give him some warmth.
熬了几个小时，终于天亮了。
And after a few hours, day came.
太阳出来了。
The sun was out.
这个年轻人环顾四周一看，好可怕。
And the young man looked around him. It was a terrifying sight.
他说，当时我看到的都是一些冰冻的尸体啊。
He said, what I saw were mainly frozen corpses.
没有其他的人活着。
No one else survived.
只有两个人幸存。
Only two survivors.
谁呢？
Who?
就是那个老人。跟这个年轻人
，It was the old man and the young man.
就这两个人活下来。
Only those two survived.
好，所以他说，没有错，当时那个老人需要我这个年轻人。
And he said it's true that old man needs me, a young man.
但是后来他想想，如果没有那个老人，我也死了。
And then later on he thought, without the old man, I would have died too.
这是活生生的事实。
This is truth.
完全跳脱那种福气得失比较的框架。
It has definitely surpassed the framework of to give and to receive.
他只有施，没有想到什么叫做受。
He only thought about giving. He didn't think about receiving.
结果两个人都活了。
At the end, both survived.
小弟觉得这个或许可以做我们这篇道理的佐证。
And I thought that this could be a very good example of today's.
证明什么呢？
And what does it prove?
证明今天只有爱才能温暖你和我。
It proves that only love today can warm you and I.
也只有爱才能让我们大家一起活着。
It is only love that allows us to live today.
让我们活在这个爱心渐渐冷淡、酷似寒冬的世界里头。
That we are living in a world where love is gradually diminishing and
when
harsh winter is